Hello, in this video, we'll examine how to use code coverage as a metric for determining how effective our testing is of an ASP.NET web application. Let's examine the application that we'll use during this video. It's a very simple ASP.NET application. All it displays is a single label. In that label, we'll display a hello message. Let's bring in the code that we need to say hello. Now, the twist that we'll add in our application is that we'll determine the language that our user is using, and we'll write back hello in that language. Let's give our application a try. And we're using English US by default, so we get back hello. Now let's change our language preference. We'll change from English, let's specify Arabic. When we refresh our page, we get back a traditional Arabic greeting or Arabic version of hello. Now, if we were to test our code properly, we'd have to go into Internet Explorer and set the language preference for each of the languages that we've identified inside of our code. Certainly a very manual and very tedious task. What we'll do instead of manually testing each language preference, we'll use a web test to do this in an automated manner. So first, let's just capture the request to the page. And that's all we need for our web test. We'll work with it in the web editor from there. The first step in automating our testing is to add a header to the request that our web test will send. The header that we'll add is the accept language header. This header is used by Internet Explorer 7 and all browsers to identify the language of the current user. Now, if we set a value for our accept language header, it's a little bit easier than setting that language preference in Internet Explorer 7, but it's still a manual process. We would have to have a request for every locale that we want to test. With Visual Studio Team Edition for Software Testers web testing, there is also the feature to bind any given value to a data source. That's the feature that we'll take advantage of. So we'll add a data source to our web test. We'll point to a SQL server that we have access to. And we'll reference a table that contains a list of known locales. We can determine how we pull data from this data source. So for our purposes, we don't really care what order the locales come in. In fact, we'll specify that order to be random, just to increase the realistic nature of our web test. Now let's set this accept language header to a value that comes out of our data source rather than a value that we hard code ourselves. So we'll pull the locale column from our locales table. Let's give our web test a try. When we run our web test, we'll get the results back pretty quickly, and we'll see a hello message. This message is actually a hello in the Klingon language. Now we're making progress. We're able to execute a web test that pulls a random locale from our database. But what we really want to be able to do is test our code against a number of randomly pulled locales. In order to do that type of more sophisticated web testing, we'll generate a code version of this web test that we've recorded. The code that's generated for us is an exact duplicate of the web test that we were working with in the graphical editor before. So you can see attributes that define the data source and the data binding that we've been doing in the editor. The only difference with our coded web test is now we can use a .NET language, C# in this particular case, to manipulate our web test appropriately. So we can do more sophisticated things like branching and looping. In our coded web test, we'll loop and repeat our recorded request a number of times. Each time we send the recorded request, we'll specify a different locale. We'll first define and initialize a few member variables to help us constrain our loop. The request that we recorded now becomes the main body in our loop. We'll repeat this request 15 times before exiting the loop. The most important line in this loop is actually this call to move data table cursor. This is the call that will retrieve another random locale from our data source. Now let's give our coded web test a try. As soon as our web test passes, we could look at the details for that test. We should see about 15 results, one for each time through our loop. As we move through each result, we can see hello displayed in a variety of different languages because we're pulling random locales from our data source. At this point, we know that our test was executed 15 times, or more accurately, our test sent 15 requests into our ASP.NET application. What we don't know is how effective that test was in executing our code. Did it hit every single locale that we have implemented, or did it hit half, or maybe a third? This is where code coverage really comes into play. What we can do with code coverage, which is automatically gathered as we execute our test, is determine exactly what lines of code were covered and what lines of code were not covered. That data is shown to us in blocks. So each line of code is divided into its execution blocks, and we can see what blocks were covered, what blocks were uncovered. Another more intuitive way to look at this data is through the code editor. Visual Studio Team System integrates code coverage data with our code editor, so we know exactly what lines of code are being executed and what lines of code are not being executed. Every line that's highlighted in green is a line of code that's been executed. Every line of code that's highlighted in red is a line of code that hasn't been executed. So we know exactly where to do more pinpoint testing in order to exercise our code more completely. Code coverage is an extremely important metric during the development of your ASP.NET application because it helps you identify what aspects of your application are being executed and what aspects are not. Visual Studio Team Edition for Software Testers integrates this capability into its testing features so that you can test and measure the effectiveness of those tests in a productive manner. Thank you.